Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you had an updated one. Case number 9556 was withdrawn.
Okay. Are there any other?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as last circulated.
The agenda?
Yes.
Okay, I have a second to that motion. I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda with the one change of case number 9556 that was drawn. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony that support the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and we would ask that you be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. It's not necessary that you speak in order to register your approval or disapproval, as the board will ask for a show of hands. The board may ask questions of anyone who does speak. And once all the testimony has been presented in a case, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those who are here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we'd appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 9545, Clear Channel Outdoors, west of U.S. Route 113, 0.25 miles north of Route 26, a special use exception for a two-sided billboard and a variance from the maximum allowable square footage requirement.
My name is Rick Phillips. I reside at 4655 Armager Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear a testimony you're about to give true and correct personal knowledge?
I do. Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
This billboard was originally installed in 1988 and it has been used with a face on the north side. The south side of the board was not usable because of trees that were blocking the view. Those trees have now been removed, making the south side of the billboard usable. It would be our preference at this time to completely replace that billboard with a steel monopole structure, but due to a development clause in our land lease, it's financially impractical. For that reason, I request the board's approval to install a face on the south side of that board. The existing structure is in good repair. The area is kept clean and neat, and the installation of a face on the south side would only enhance the appearance as it is covering up the existing poles and exposed framing.
Mm-hmm. You say this would be a monopole?
No, sir. That would be our preference because of a development clause in our land lease that makes it financially impractical. We would prefer to do that.
Okay. So the existing billboard on that is 12 by 48. You got her 576 square feet.
That's correct.
And you're asking for?
We want to install another 12 foot by 48 face on the south side. Even the existing face exceeds the 300 square foot limit by 276 square feet.
Okay.
Is the photograph you've given us a view of the south side?
No, sir. That is of the that is the north side of the billboard.
Okay. So you just waited out the advertisement for the
yes, sir.
The photograph.
So you just want to add an additional south side?
That's correct.
It's going to be adhered to the back of this one, or
it'll be mounted to the back of the existing poles. It will not be a V structure.
Okay.
It'll be a back-to-back 12 by 48.
And you stated about the monopole again. Would you repeat that one more time?
It would be our preference to replace this structure at this time with a steel monopole. They're much more attractive and easier to maintain. But because of a development clause in our land lease with the church, it makes it financially impractical. If they decide to develop that land, we'll be required in 90 days to remove the structure.
Okay. And when did you say the structure went in? That sign went in 1988?
I have the original contract was dated in 1988.
And they got approval for the 12 by 48 then?
As far as I know, sir, yes.
Is it a lighted sign?
Yes, sir.
Both sides will be lighted?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
No, sir, I have none.
Whitman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent or neighboring properties, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9545.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9545. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.